وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, you have the lesson from the kitab, واجبنا نحو ما أمرنا الله تعالى به. Our duty concerning what Allah orders us with, of Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahab rahimahullah. We go on to start المرتبة الثانية. قال رحمه الله محبة ما أنزل الله وكفر من كرهه, لقوله تعالى ذلك بأنهم كرهوا ما أنزل الله فأحبط أعمالهم. فأكثر الناس لم يحب الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بل أبغضه وأبغض ما جاء به ولو عرف أن الله أنزله, ولو عرف أن الله أنزله. The Shaykh Rahimahullah, he said the second level from what's required when someone come to know the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. He said the second level is to have love for what Allah has revealed. And whoever hates it has disbelief. Is to have a love for what Allah has revealed. And whoever hates it has disbelief. This is due to Allah's statement. That's because they hate that which Allah has sent down, means the Quran and the Sunnah. So he had made their hearts fruitless. He has made their deeds fruitless. Surah Muhammad. That's because they hate that which Allah has sent down, the Quran and Sunnah. So he means Allah has made their deeds, means those who hate what Allah sent down, fruitless. The Shaykh said many people do not really love the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rather, they detest him, they hate him, and what he come with, even if they know that Allah revealed it. Many people do not really love the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rather, they hate him and what he come with, even if they know that Allah revealed it. In this mas'ala, as the ayah is a proof that anyone who hates that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down, anyone who hates what Allah sent with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, disbelief, wal-iyadu billah, that's an action of kufr. Because Allah said ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ, it is because that they كَرِهُ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ, disliked, detested what Allah sent down, فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ, so Allah make their actions fruitless, destroy their actions. Then the Shaykh mentioned that some people, even though they know that it is Allah who sent down, it's Allah who revealed this command, but still they hate it, wal-iyadu billah. Just like the Jewish. Allah said in Quran, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُ. Those, we gave them the book, the scripture, they know him, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, just as they know their own children. So they know the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But with that knowledge they have it, they have no doubt he is the Messenger sallallahu of Allah Azza wa Jal. They hate what he come with. They hate him alayhi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what he come with, because it contradicted their desire. They expected and they wanted and they wish the Messenger to be from them, from their tribe, from the children of Israel, not from the Arabs. When they find out the Messenger is from the Arabs, out of jealousy and arrogance, they rejected him alayhi salatu wasalam and his message. As some of the Quraysh rejected the Messenger of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, his message, because of being given to him. They say, لولا نزل هذا القرآن على رجل من القريتين عظيم. If the Quran, this Quran would have sent down on a big man from the two cities, instead of they mean the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. أهؤلاء من الله عليهم من بيننا. Are those Allah chosen them over us? Because of that they rejected. والعياذ بالله. So some people, they hate the truth even though they know it is truth. And the biggest example is Iblis. Is the Shaitan, the Iblis. He knows the truth. He has no doubt. Iblis. Do we think Iblis doesn't know the truth? The Shaitan? He knows the truth. But with that, he hates it. He fights the truth. And he takes all means to misguide, mislead the believers. والعياذ بالله. So that's a nullifier. No one should ever hate what Allah sent down. Somebody has to love what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down, whatever it is. Whether it is a creed, whether it is a ibadah, worship, an act of worship, whether it is legislation and rules and regulations, whether it is a manners and etiquette, the person, everything that Allah sent down must love it. And the example of those who love what Allah sent down after the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are the companion. The companion, when Allah sent down surah in Quran, they used to rejoice it. They used to be very happy. They used to give glad tidings to one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Tawbah. So that's for the companion, believers, true believers. They rejoice with the revelation. Unlike the hypocrites. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Tawbah, وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةً فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتُ هَذِي إِيمَانًا. What's after that? فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا جِزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَتُهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَى رِجْسِهِمْ. What's after that? وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ مِنْ هَؤُلَاءِ. Allah sent in Surah Tawbah to know two groups. One group who love what Allah sent down, and one group who hates what Allah sent down. Al-Iyadu Billah. Verse 124, Surah Tawbah. Allah said, وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةً. And whenever there comes down a surah, a chapter from the Quran, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتُهِ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا. Among them, those who say, which of you has had his faith increased by it? Which of you has had his faith increased by it? The hypocrites, they say, who benefit from this? Surah, chapter was sent down. Is there anyone of you who benefit from that? The hypocrite, they ask this question. Allah said, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتُهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. As for those who believe, it has increased their faith and they rejoice. يستبشرون. What is يستبشرون in English? Yes. استبشار. من البشارة. Yes. They rejoice. Another word. That one I mentioned already. Glad tidings. استبشار. طيب. Another word. Last word. استبشرون. استبشار. Somebody give you good news. تستبشر بهذا الخبر الجديد. نعم. Happiness. They feel joy, rejoice. They feel happy with it. نعم. Optimistic. Yes, they rejoice. Rejoice is the right, more correct word. Yes, they rejoice it. They feel happy with it. These are the true believers. So that should be the case of every believer. Whenever you come to know a rule of Allah, to rejoice it. And there's a reason for that. Inshallah, going to mention. Then Allah said, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. But as for those in whose heart is a disease of doubt, disbelief, hypocrisy. فَزَادَتُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَى رِجْسِهِمْ. It will add suspicion and doubt to their suspicion. Disbelief and doubt. It will add suspicion and doubt to their suspicion, disbelief and doubt. وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ. And they die while they are disbelievers. So in this ayah, that the believers rejoice with what Allah sent down. And they feel happy with it. Why? What is the reason? What makes somebody be happy with a command, with an order? A command, do this. And sometimes it may not be even what you desire. For a human soul, don't do this. Sometimes it may be something you desire. What makes the person be happy with this order, with this command? Naam. Naam. For alhamdulillah, for the sound aqidah, sound creed, the understanding this person has from this command is for his own benefit. It's for his own benefit. If one of you now would have told me, Akhi, get that $100,000 from there, will I be that happy with that command or not? I will be very happy with it. Yes. If someone says to you, get that money from there, you will be happy with it. Because knowing it's for your own benefit, because of knowing the fruits of it. So the believers, they know the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for their own interest, is for their own benefit. Allah is sufficient. Allah needs no one. If all the human, all the creation, all of them together worship Allah and have the best heart, their worship increase Allah nothing. Nothing. And if all of them disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, decrease Allah nothing. Allah is al-ghaniyul hamid. So the believers, they believe it is their own interest. And the more you know that, you believe that, the more you rejoice with that. The more you know the fruits of that. If you know that anytime you go to the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for you in the Jannah, in the paradise, the home of peace, a host, a diyafa. What is diyafa in English? Diyafa. Yes, hospitality. Yes, Allah make for you a welcoming. Something to be welcome with. You be welcome with. You know, when you are being welcome and you are given something to be welcome, that's very special to you. Anytime you go to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah prepare for you something in Jannah, in paradise. Someone who believes this, how he will not be happy that Allah legislated to go to the masjid. In Sahih al-Bukhari, what Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, من غدا إلى المسجد أو راح أعد الله له نزلا في الجنة كلما غدا أو راح. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وذلك كل يوم. Anyone who goes to the masjid in the morning or in the evening, Allah prepare for him a hospitality in Jannah every time he goes. How then a believer who knows that will not be happy that Allah legislated that? Allah gave me this chance. Allah gave me this opportunity to have this blessing and by doing that easy act of worship. So the believer, he is happy and he rejoices with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is the hijab, it is the salah, it is the prohibition of haram, it is the legislation of jihad, any act of worship that Allah legislated, a believer, true believer, will rejoice with it, will be happy with it. Because of that aqidah, sound aqidah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down, that Allah ordered for the benefit of the person himself. Allah said in ayah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. Oh, you who believe, answer Allah and His Messenger when He calls you to that which لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. What is that in English? لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. Yes? You like it? Santa? Life, excellent. Yes. When He, the Messenger, salam, call you to that which gives you life, لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ, by which gives you life. Because of you become alive. When the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls you, answer his call. When he calls you, to what? To that which لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ, to that which gives you life. Who of us tonight doesn't want to remain alive? أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله عنها, she said, oh, the Messenger of Allah, كلنا نكره الموت. All of us dislike death. No one wants to die. Who is among us tonight who wants to die? None of us. Okay, so we like the life. But there is still life. Worldly life, regardless how much we love it, we're going to leave it anyway. And only Allah knows when. But we have to departure it. It is a certainty. And there is another life. That's the real life. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. And the dar, the last home, it is the Allah, it is لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. What is حيوان? It is true life, if they would know. يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي. On the day of judgment, when the person comes and he sees the reality, he says, Ya laytani, woe to me, qaddamtu li hayati, if I would have sent force for my life. For my life, if I would have sent force for my life. He would have sent forth something, he would have sent something to where? To his life. Li hayati, my life. So the real life is the Jannah. The real life is what leads you to Jannah, to the paradise. The real life is what saves you from hellfire. So the revelation, the commands of Allah, the orders of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives life to the believer. It revives you, it gives you life. If somebody has this aqidah, he has this understanding, how he would not love the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And therefore the Sahaba, they used to love it. So Allah mentioned in this ayah, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ إِيمَانًا فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. As for those who believe, فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, it increased their faith, it increased them faith. It increased them faith. This ayah is a proof that the iman increases. The more verse you know, you believe it, you adhere to it, the more hadith you believe it, the more your iman increases. وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ, and they rejoice. We ask Allah al-Kareem subhanahu out of His generosity and kindness to make us among those who rejoice when they come to know the commands of Allah. Because the cause of that is good aqidah, is a sound creed. Na'am. So, the believers, they love the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they rejoice with it, they are happy with it, they like it. Allah commanded to pray 5 prayers. They like it. They love that. And from things which helps, their aqidah with Allah, that what they know about Allah, what they believe about Allah, and that Allah is Ar-Rahman, the most gracious, the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, azza wa jal, He is subhanahu wa ta'ala Ar-Ra'uf. So the rule of Allah, the commands of Allah is based on rahmah, mercy. It's based on mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Based on Allah is al-hakim, the wise. What Allah legislated, it is the right thing. So because they have this sound aqidah, they love what Allah commanded subhanahu wa ta'ala. They love what Allah ordered us with. On the other hand, It is the disbelievers and the hypocrites. They hate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down. They hate it. وَالْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ. So the Shaykh here, he mentioned, the second level is to have love for what Allah has revealed. And whoever hates it has a disbelief. The one who hates what Allah sent down is disbelief. This is due to Allah's statement, Allah is saying, that's because they hate that which Allah has sent down, which is the Quran and the Sunnah, so He has made their deeds fruitless. He has made their deeds fruitless. They benefit nothing from their deeds because it's not based on the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh said many people did not really love the Messenger, rather they detest him and hate him and what he come with. Even if they know that Allah revealed. Even if they know that Allah revealed. So we mentioned the example of that is Iblis, the Shaytan, the devil. He knows what Allah sent down is the truth, but still he hates his wal-iyadu billah. Then the Shaykh al-Martabatu Thalitha, al-Azmu ala al-Fi'l, wa kathiru min al-Nas, arafa wa ahabba, walakin lam ya'zim, khawfan min taghayyuri dunya. The third level is to have the determination to act upon it, meaning the order. The third level is to have the determination to decide, to determine, to act upon it. Many people have studied and loved it, yet are not determined to act upon it out of fear of one's worldly life changing. Many people have studied, meaning the order of Allah, and love it. They know the rule, the law, the order of Allah, and they love it, what Allah sent down. Yet they are not determined to act upon it out of fear of one's worldly life changing. Someone, he came to know the rule of Allah with regard drinking alcohol. He loved the rule of Allah. And he knows the wisdom behind the prohibition of drinking alcohol and how bad it is. Dangerous to one's life, to one's health, to one's wealth, to one's everything. How many accidents, how many people die, how many people suffer because of intoxicants. So he knows the rule of Allah and he loved that rule of Allah and he believed that it is the truth. But yet he didn't determine to quit it, to live, because out of fear his worldly life changing. Out of fear, he will not have the desire and the feeling he has it when he is drinking it and the like. So some people, they come to know the truth and they love it, but they didn't determine to do it, to act according to it, out of fear to lose their worldly things, their worldly life. They losing their position, they losing their name, their status with the people. Whatever it is, even though they love the order of Allah Azza wa Jal, but at the same time they didn't decide, they didn't determine to act according to it, to apply it. Out of fear, they change, the one is worldly life changing. Then the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, Martabatu Rabi'ah, the fourth level, remember the Shaykh is mentioning, what's required when a believer come to know the order of Allah? When you come to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal order you something, what you are required? What's your responsibility? Is the number one to what the Shaykh said? To? Yes, to know the order of Allah. Allah order you know it. Allah order you to pray, know what prayer is and how to pray. Allah order you to be nice and good to your parents. Know that rule. You have to have knowledge how to be nice to your parents, how to be good to your parents. It's a command from Allah. The biggest right is that being nice and good to the parents after the right of Allah Azza wa Jal. So to Yarhamukallah. Being good to your mother, to your mother, to your mother three times. The fourth, your father. So know the command of Allah. Know the command of Allah of fast in the month of Ramadan. You have to know the order of Allah. Second level, what he said, to love what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order you with, based on what has been mentioned. And the third, to determine to adhere to that rule of Allah, to apply, to implement the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then Shaykh, he said, the fourth, al-amal. وَكَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ إِذَا عَزَمَ أَوْ عَمِلَ وَتَبَيَّنَ عَلَيْهِ مَنْ يُعَظِّمُهُمْ مِنْ شُيُوخٍ أَوْ غَيْرِهِمْ تَرَكَ الْعَمَلِ. The fourth level is implementation, means acting upon the order. Many people, the Shaykh said, when they have the determination or even implement the action, they acted according to the action, those who venerate him from the chiefest would discover it from him and he would abandon the action. The Shaykh here, he means, Rahimahullah, the fourth level, the fourth required things with regard to the order of Allah is to apply it. Know it, love it, determine to act according to it, and the fourth, apply it. The Shaykh said many from the people, when they determine to implement the rule of Allah, or actually they even implement, but then someone who they magnify come to know about them, of sheikhs and others, tarak al-amal, he abandoned the action. This person, he come to the rule of Allah, from the tawheed. And while he is applying the tawheed, someone who doesn't like him to do that, to be upon tawheed, come to know. So now he abandoned the tawheed, he leave the tawheed. It's just an example. Because of the people, he is yu'adhimuhum. Yu'adhimuhum. Or maybe he fear of them. Or he shy. Or he wants to please them. Or he wants them to praise him. Whatever the reason may be, after coming to know the order of Allah and loving it, and even determining to do it, or even actually he did it, he come to know someone who dislike that, know about him, now he abandon, he leave it. He leave it. Some Muslims, they love the names they have in Muhammad. For instance, they love. If you ask him as a Muslim, what's your name? He say Muhammad, he feel happy. But when someone else, this believer, approach him, like he has a business, he changes his name. What's your name? My name is Mike. Or Mo. What Mo has to do with Muhammad? Yes. Mo. That's what they say. Some of them, they have a card. As a Muslim, you approach him, you see Muhammad. Non-Muslim see coming to him, he changed him. Mo is there. Who is in that office, Mr. Mo? You don't know who is that Mo is. Until they tell you they mean Muhammad. So, la. Because out of fear of those people, for whatever the reason may be, he doesn't want to them look Muslim, oh, you bad, or something like that. He wanted to seem to their eyes somebody with his status. That's the way he think. Or whatever the case may be, whatever he was doing it, he liked it, he lived. He wanted to pray the salah. And then the manager come, or somebody, he abandoned the salah. It's like he doesn't pray. So this is one of the things which happens. Someone wants to do the good action. He wants to apply the tawheed, but he come to know those he respected or whatever, they don't like that and he leave it. A lot of Ahlu Sunnah, I know someone who was upon tawheed. He used to live in Medina years. And then he has to go back home, Africa, in the middle of Sufia. MashaAllah. I know him years, over 20 years, upon Tawheed. Almost every Friday talking about Sufiya. Those who come for Hajj, come for Umrah, from who are this ideology, giving them advice together, debating with them. He facilitated the house. He went back in the middle of Sufiya. Akhi, how is there? He doesn't want me to talk about anything of that. Nothing. One time he said he doesn't talk about these issues. How you don't talk about these issues? Just because he relocate in the middle, because he fear for there, for his business, he fear for his name, whatever it is. It's not easy. SubhanAllah, if you are in a place, you're hiding your tawheed, you're hiding your religion, the best thing you have it, why are you even there? Find another place. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised anyone who leave area for his sake, because of his religion, that Allah will give him subhanahu wa ta'ala a better. وَمَنْ يُهَاجِرْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يَجِدْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُرَاغَمًا كَثِيرًا وَسَعًا. So, but that's what some people they do. It's like they don't know you. They don't talk about anymore about Tawheed. So he loves, I know it. Nothing changed with his aqidah. But because the people around him, because of that, he leaving it. Taraka al-amal. Yes, how many Muslims don't want to be known, as I mentioned, that they are Muslims. They don't want to pray. They don't want to show they are Muslims. When they are around certain people. When they are around certain people. If the person is in a state that he will be beaten, he will be killed, he will be tortured, then that's another issue. But just because of somebody may say bad word to them, may not say good about them, or may belittle them, or may accuse them with something, and anything, they leave implementation of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Shaykh said the fifth, so the fruits of the amal, of the fruits of the knowledge is application. The fruits and the benefit of the knowledge is implementation. So to implement it. The fifth, the Shaykh said, al-martabatu al-khamisa, anna kathiran mimman amila, la yaqa'u khalisan, yani amaluhu. فَإِنْ وَقَعَ خَالِصًا لَمْ يَقَعْ صَوَابًا. The fifth level is that many people who do the deeds, do it without sincerity to Allah alone. And if it's done with sincerity to Allah alone, it is not upon the sunnah. Many people who implement the order of Allah, they either don't implement it for the sake of Allah, but to show off. Or they turn the act of worship to other than Allah. Or they do it sincerely for the sake of Allah, but they don't do it upon the sunnah. So the implementation of the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires sincerity. To be it for the sake of Allah, seeking the face of Allah Azza wa Jal. And also to do it according to the way Allah legislated it. So one of it is not sufficient. And that is the meaning of La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. That the act of worship should be done solely for the sake of Allah. No showing off, not seeking salary, not seeking worldly life, but solely for the sake of Allah. And the second, to do that order of Allah Azza wa Jal, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated, the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam implemented it. Don't add anything to it. And don't change anything of it. So the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be applied based on these two conditions. Ikhlasun lillah wa mutaba'atun lirrasul. Sincerely for the sake of Allah and following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Shaykh said, فَإِنْ وَقَعَ إِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِمَّنْ عَمِلَ لَا يَقَعُ يعني عَمَلُهُ خَالِصًا. The fifth level is that many people who do righteous deeds do without sincerity to Allah alone. And if it's done with sincerity to Allah alone, it's not upon the sunnah. It is not upon the sunnah. Somebody, he pray Isha to show off. Not for the sake of Allah. Allah is not accepting subhanahu wa ta'ala that salah from the person. Because he didn't do it according to La ilaha illallah. Or he does it for the sake of Allah, but instead of 4 rak'ah, he make 5 rak'ah to worship Allah more. Allah will not accept it. Because it wasn't done the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated. So this is what's required with regard to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when applying it. To be it for the sake of Allah and to do it according to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ لِقَاءَ رَبِّي فَلِيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّي أَحَدًا. So in Islam, shirk is not accepted. The act of worship is the right of Allah, to be done for Allah. Even if the person does the best action, but he doesn't do for the sake of Allah, he gets nothing from Allah. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Mentioned before, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu salam mentioned the first people who will be burned in hellfire on the day of judgment are those three. One who was a scholar, he studied the religion, he taught people, but not for the sake of Allah, but to be said he's a qari, he's a alim. Another one, he was killed in the battlefield, in the jihad fi sabilillah, but he didn't do that for the sake of Allah, but to be said he's a brave. That the third, he spent his wealth into the cause of Allah, like in the masjid, for instance. But he didn't do that for the sake of Allah, but to be said, he's generous. Look what they did of good action, studying the religion and teaching people. Everybody can't do that. Earning halal income and spending it into the cause of Allah, where Allah commands to spend to, it's not something easy for everybody. Go into the battlefield for the sake of Allah until you'll even lose your life. It's not something easy for everybody. They did these things, but not for the sake of Allah. But just for the people to be praised. Subhanallah. People to praise you. This one to say he's a scholar, he's an alim, he's so and so of religious status. And this one to be said is very brave. How brave he is. And this one to be said, how generous he is. So all is about the human being and how they look at the person. Not how Allah look at the person. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah doesn't look at your shape and your body. Allah look at your hearts and your actions. Two things. Your heart, your intentions, is being considered, and your action is being considered. Don't say my heart is good and the action is bad. Action must be good too. And don't do good action while the heart is corrupted. Rather, both should be sound. The heart should be sound, which means fi sabilillah, for the sake of Allah. And the action should be sound, which means according to the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's not sufficient the person to do the action sincerely. The famous hadith in Sahihain, a man entered the masjid and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there with some of his companion, and the man, he performed the salah 2 rak'ah. After he finished, he came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he greeted him. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned the greeting and said to the man, irji' fa salli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back and pray because you didn't pray. Man, he went back, he prayed, 2 rak'ah, he came back, he greeted the Messenger, the Prophet returned the greeting and said again, irji' fa salli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back and pray because you didn't pray. Third time, 3 times he said, until the man said, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ لَا أُحْسِنُ غَيْرَ هَذَا فَعَلِّمْنِي. By the one who sent it with truth, I don't know this better than this, teach me. He taught him how to pray. What's the name of the hadith? Yes? Hadith al-Musi'i, Salatahu. Hadith al-Musi'i, Salatahu. Some ulama, they say like Shaykh Uthaymeen, it's not good to say musi'i, even though it's used by some scholars. The one who corrupted his prayer, no. What would what they say? Na'am? Hadith alladhi lam yuhsin amalahu, the one who didn't perfect his action. Just said to honor the companion, Ridwan Allah Ta'ala alayhi. So this martaba, the person to avoid, ماذا to avoid the shirk, which is to do the action for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also to avoid the innovations or doing the action in a wrong way. In order your ibadah be accepted, should be for the sake of Allah and should be performed according to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today, what's very widespread is innovation. It's a lot of act of worship. People are doing it. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam never heard about it. He never knew it. Something new. People are doing it. Whether it's aqidah, something they believe, or whether it's acts of worship they do. Many things people are doing today is based on innovations. One of the brothers, he traveled back home. He went back to his family who are practicing Sufism. And you know the Sufia have a principle, bid'atun hasana, that there is good innovation in the religion. Sufia have this principle, there is good innovation in the religion. They tell you it's innovation. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't hear about it. He never did it. He never tell anybody to do it. He never saw anybody doing it. His companion never heard about it. They say that. But yet they say it is good to do it. It's an action that pleases Allah Azza wa Jal. How an act of worship that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't know can be a means to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So they have good innovation. So he went back home where everyone is practicing innovation. Everything is almost innovation. And he tried to correct them, He was shocked. Everything is new. And he was very excited to apply the sunnah. So he told them, don't do this one. Don't eat with the left hand. Don't do this one. Don't do this one. Don't do this one. And they were respecting him. They were respecting him. Their son, they didn't see him a long time, come back. He's going back home. He's going back where he come from. So they were really trying not to confront him with him. And he is not starting to correct them. And everything they do is almost based on innovation. Finally, they say, look, when he's about to come to them, say, when so-and-so is coming, nobody should move without asking him if what they are doing, what we are doing is right or wrong. See how they have conflicts, real conflict. When so-and-so is coming, they giving advice one another. Don't move. Don't make any movement unless he tell us it's permissible. Because he's going to say everything is elevation. Astaghfirullah. Al-Muhim. So that's the reality. Yes, in that case, the person is started with the main things, not everything. But ala kul hal. So some people, that's the way they practice. Many acts of worship. You enter the masjid, you must see an innovation. You must see an innovation. You must hear an innovation in some masajids. For instance, finishing salah, some masajid, right after the imam finished the salah, he raised his hand and he make dua. The jama'ah, they say ameen. Some masajid, that has to happen every after every prayer. One of the brothers here in the masjid, First of all, the incident happened to one of the incident I mentioned now. It happened to one of the brothers who is in the masjid now. He's the one who his family said, look, when he comes to us, we make sure we don't make any movement unless he allows us. Another brother who is in the masjid, he was praying in a masjid in the area, in the city. And because he was those who memorize Quran, they know him. Imam, he didn't come, they say, lead us. Someone yelled, he screamed from back, he said, no, we are not praying behind him. Subhanallah. Why? He said, because after Salah, he's not making dua for us. The Imam, when he finished Salah, he raised his hand, he made dua for the Jama'ah. He's not doing that for us, so we are not praying behind him. Just one example. Where did this come from? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was leading Salah in Medina, how many years? Just in Medina? 10 years. 10 years. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Except 10 years he was leading Salah. Except the few days he was sick, he was not able to lead sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The rest he was leading Salah. Did it happen even one time, even one prayer, that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam make dua and Sahaba said Ameen? It never happened. And those who are doing it know that. He never did sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he used to do sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to either make dhikr, make tasbih, sahaba used to make, or he used to give a talk, or he used to leave sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes he leave right away when he finished salah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sometimes he remain there long, making dhikr. And sometimes he give talk, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba, right away after salah. But as for him making dua, raising his hand, Sahaba saying Ameen, it never happened. Al-Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, he mentioned that was started his time. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, he died 676. He said they started our time to make dua and the rest to say Ameen collectively after Fajr prayer and after Asr prayer only. Not the rest of the salawat. That was the time of Imam Nawawi. Then Sheikh Ibn Taymiyyah, he mentioned that's from the innovation people they do, they make dua, and he mentioned these two times. Then they started after the five prayer. When Al-Imam Mubarak Furi, Sahib Tuhfat al-Ahwadi, the scholar who explained the Kitab of Imam Tirmidhi, he mentioned that his time, they make all the five prayers. That was 100 years ago. So, this is just an example. Oh, Imam, why are you doing it? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to lead the Salah. He used to be the Imam. Then after him, Abu Bakr. After him, Umar. After him, Uthman. After him, Ali, Khulafa al-Rashidin. And name none of them. Did even one time. Why are you doing, Imam? He said, it's good innovation. What else? He said, we have a proof. What is the proof? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Lord said, ask me and I will respond to you. So Allah command us all, not one individual. أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ is a plural. I answer to you all. So to make dua collectively, that's the proof. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua collective sahaba sometimes. Like when he is asking rain, he raised his hand, they raise their hand, they make dua, they say Ameen. So we have the sunnah, Prophet making dua for sahaba. Okay. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he also mentioned after salat, dua is accepted. And that's true. After salat, dua is accepted. Okay. So they say we are acting according to those ayat. We are applying the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What's the problem with that? Making dua for the Muslims after salah, which there is a proof for both. And some Muslims, when they hear, MashaAllah, the Sheikh mentioned ayah, the Sheikh mentioned hadith, but they don't know where the deception is. Where the deception is. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is he who taught the people this ayah. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The hadith you mentioned, it is he who applied, but he never applied that way. He never did it that way. You're putting things together, which he says, then put together, and you say, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you're using the Prophet as a proof. And this is the most widespread innovations. It's something which has root in the religion, is being performed in a different way. Yes. Dua is legislated. After Salah is accepted. Muslims make dua together. It's in the Sunnah. But you taking that and you put it in a certain way that was not done by the Prophet. This is called bid'ah idafi. In a way, it is Sunnah, and in a way, it's innovation. And that changes the ibadah. So we know it. It changes. This you come up with now a new way of worship. Now some people they say la ilaha illallah. They keep on repeating la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Some of them say la ilaha when you say in it. Say la when you say la look the left, ilaha look up, illallah look the right. La ilaha illallah 166 times. And do it fast. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. I have the book, Al-Jawahir al-Nafis fi Khawas Sheikh Awais. You want to read the book, see it. That's what Sheikh teaching people. Another one, they say, La ilaha illallah, say just Allah. La ilaha illallah, take the last word. Allah, 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 Allah. Whole group of the masjid. Prophet Muhammad Hassan never did that. His Sahaba never did that way. They say, you have a problem with saying Allah's name? Allah said, Wadkurullah, mention Allah. Allah said, Wadkurullah, mention Allah. And it's a plural. Mention Allah. Another one, he say, Allah, complete word. Take the Hamza and the Ha. All night. Or some part of the night together. People worshiping Allah. Another one, La ilaha illallah. Who? Wallahi, I see somebody here in his right, left chest saying who in the Kaaba, in the Masjid al-Haram. Subhanallah. One brother show me. I sit next to him. I want to stop him. He's not listening. He continue. I just remain until when he finished. I ask him, what are you doing? Why are you hitting here? It's very sensitive. You hitting your... He said, I'm charging my iman. Iman is in charge, is increasing through that way. This is the way it is. Why? Because he doesn't have the principle. You want to please Allah? You want to charge iman? You want to increase iman? The way to do that is the way the Prophet did it. Another one is they come, they take the who, they end up wow, whoa, 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 whoa. I want to make here so you don't think I'm making up these things, astaghfirullah. Listen. So you know it, that what we is being mentioned of innovations in a form of religion is there. August, this is what I was saying. Who Astaghfirullah. This is a lot of people. If you want to see, you can see. It's not two, it's not three. It's not kids. Grown people, mashayikh, big lihya, wa. What is that? Where did the problem come from? It comes from because they believe there is good innovation in the religion. So the Sheikh here mentioned that the fifth level is that many people do deeds without sincerity to Allah alone. And if it is done with the sincerity to Allah alone, it is not upon the Sunnah. It is not done according to the way of the Prophet. So, brothers and sisters in Islam, if you benefit nothing from this book, but this principle, you benefit a lot, which is the act of worship to be for the sake of Allah. La ilaha illallah. Don't pray to Isa, to Jesus. Don't pray to Ali and Hussein. Don't say, Ya Ali, Ya Hussein. Now you are praying to other than Allah. You are calling upon someone other than Allah. Don't call Tijan, don't call Jailani, don't call anyone but Allah. That's la ilaha illallah. Don't do the salah. Don't recite the Quran. Don't do ibadah to show off or to anything for dunya. And also, if you do it sincerely for Allah, make sure you do it in the way the Prophet ﷺ did it. No addition. He's the messenger. He's the one when somebody become Muslim should say Ashhadu an la ilaha wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasul. The muadhin has to say Ashhadu an la ilaha wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasul. The iqama has to be that. All action must be according to. Someone dying has to say that. In the grave, who's your Lord? What's your prophet? What's your religion? On the day of judgment, what do you answer to the messenger? وَيَوْمِ يُنَدِّينَ فَيَقُولُ مَا لَعَجَبْتُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. So we are being asked the messenger Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's the messenger of Allah. He should be followed. So no good innovation Islam. We ask Allah Al-Kareem to forgive us, to give us good ending. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ بَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّ مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.